USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New Jersey, where police remain on the scene of a strip mall's collapse in the northern part of that state. The facade fell this morning at a mall on Kinderkamek Road in River Edge, crushing cars and trapping customers and some workers inside blocked exits. There's no word yet on whether anyone was injured. The latest Trump administration official to be confronted while dining out, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, a sixth grade teacher from suburban D.C., harassing Pruitt as he was trying to finish his lunch at a D.C. restaurant yesterday.
I would urge you to resign before your scandals push you out.
The 33-year-old woman telling Pruitt he is supporting Trump policies that are ruining the environment. The EPA chief thanked the woman for her input, then he and his lunch partner left. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
President Trump reportedly telling NATO allies they must spend more on defense or face consequences. The New York Times is reporting that President Trump sent letters a few weeks ago to leaders of NATO nations expressing irritation at what he sees as disproportionate American spending on the alliance, and that the letters threaten to alter U.S. global military presence if other nations don't step up. President Trump has a phone call with the Mexican president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says of it.
They had a very positive and constructive first call. It lasted about a half hour, and they talked pretty extensively about trade and the willingness for both parties to come together to make a deal.
And you're listening. President Trump now ordering the lowering of American flags nationwide to remember those killed in the Capital Gazette newspaper shootings in Maryland last week. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Some American tourists still hospitalized after a boat explosion in the Bahamas over the weekend that killed one person.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
We saw, or I heard this little noise, like, and then flames coming up, and literally the boat exploded right in front of us.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul says it was a staffer who posted a racist cartoon on his Twitter account. The image shows exaggerated and racist caricatures of a Jewish man, a black man, and an Asian man as they punch Uncle Sam while yelling, "Cultural Marxism." Paul says a staffer posted the image, and he says he doesn't produce his own tweets, and he had it immediately deleted once he discovered it. And pyrotechnicians are preparing over 75,000 shells for the 42nd annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks show in New York City. The Independence Day display over the East River is expected to be the largest show since the year 2000. There will be seven barges spread across about a mile for a 25-minute display, and the technicians say new this year will be a big rainbow scene where all the barges do something different with many different colors. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.